Hello and welcome to In Depth. That is the PSA program that plays every Sunday morning at 7:30 a.m. on all Lotus radio stations. I am your host, Ian Sorensen, and in the studio, Selena Cervantes. You are from Communities and Schools of Western Nevada.
Correct.
And you're talking about, you have many events, I'm sure, going on at any given time, but Fill the Bus is the primary reason why you're here. So, Selena, how are you?
I'm doing great. You know, I'm excited to be here. We're in back-to-school mode.
Yep.
We're getting ready. We're excited. We're excited to see our new students that are coming in and our returning students. So, getting all of our supplies prepared, hence Fill the Bus coming up 2 weeks.
Right
on. We're excited.
Cool. We'll get to Fill the Bus in a second. I want to get your background in education, communities, and schools. How long you've been there? What is kind of your day-to-day duties?
Yeah, so this is going on my fifth year. I was a site coordinator for 3 years, and now I'm the program director, so I work with our associate and our executive director here in Western Nevada.
Right.
So, you know, CIS is a national program, so we're in 26 states, and we have 3 affiliates here in Nevada. So this is going on our fifth year in the school district.
Okay.
So we're excited. We had 6 schools last year, and we're going into 8. So
really?
Yeah. Working
so you're kind of growing and expanding slowly but surely?
Absolutely. You know, but my background, you know, just being in nonprofits, I love our affiliate. We have such a great support system for our kids and just a real solid model that we can go into our school district and our schools and really bring in this program to impact a lot of our kids.
Right on. Are you able to name any of the schools that you're in currently, and what are the 2 that you're going to start?
We'll be going into 2 brand new elementary schools. So we're currently at 2 elementary schools, 2 middle schools, and 2 high schools.
Our
brand new add-ons will be 2 more elementary schools. So we go as far as Natchez Elementary and here across the road to Libby Booth Elementary and Hug High School Innovations, Vaughn, Sparks Middle School, Glenn Duncan and Anderson. So we're excited.
Very cool. So how do you kind of coordinate with those schools? Like you provide, obviously, Fill the Bus is about school supplies. Is there any other kind of supplementary things you provide?
Yes. You know, we come in and we'll provide basic needs, so that covers hygiene, school supplies, links to community resources. We really want to surround our students with community of resources. We have such an amazing community out here in Reno.
Yeah,
and
no. Yeah, it's very inspiring. We kind of really come together and take care of our own.
Absolutely. So linking all of that on the basic need level, you know, anywhere from shoes, we have uniform schools, so our kids are growing quick. We want to provide those pants so, you know, they're not floating on the water.
Simple as that.
Yeah, you know, it's very important. We want them to be prepared and feel, you know, like scholars at their schools and give them everything that they need.
Exactly.
We really focus on the ones that have risk factors going on that could really hinder them from graduating high school.
Okay.
So we start as early as elementary level. But we have to give a lot of credit to our schools. You know, we come in as an outside nonprofit and work full-time in that school. But we have such amazing teams with our school counselors, our administrators, our teachers, and we really work together. We don't do it on our own.
Wonderful.
So, yeah.
And I have to say, I mean, being a kid, if you don't have to worry about, you know, what clothes you're going to wear, because sometimes that's your main focus. That's
right.
All you're going to focus on, and then you don't have time in your mind for studying or doing homework because you're just trying to get, through the day.
Absolutely.
Make sure you have the supplies that you need, but you guys provide that, and I think it really takes a weight off of kids' minds.
It does, you know, and even, you know, staff as well. We could really give our teachers that opportunity to teach and provide those educational opportunities at a different level because we're alleviating those barriers that are affecting them in the classroom.
Yeah, I heard about an advertisement for, I'm not going to say what store it was, but it was, teachers get 15% off school supplies. And it's like, that's nice, but also, like, they shouldn't have to worry about that necessarily.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, I feel like it shouldn't be up to them. Like, they shouldn't be weighed on them. They're already teaching our children. They don't have to, like, spend their own money to get supplies. But, I mean, you guys provide a wonderful service, so thank you for that.
Absolutely. You know, and the teachers are so caring and they do that. It's such a heart motion, you know, so to have that already, we have the closet set up on campus once we have all of our supplies and they come in and access it whenever they want
Beautiful.
For their classrooms too, to really just have that supplemental resource for them.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to a Fill the Bus. That's coming up in about 2 weeks, August 3rd, which is a Friday. We're actually here at Lotus Radio. We're going to be out there and helping you out, broadcasting live a little bit.
Sweet.
Parts of us anyway.
Yeah. No, that brought in so much attention from our community, and we really appreciate it.
Wonderful. I'm glad. And so what is kind of what is the basis for this? And
so we'll have our big bus out there, and we've been, you know, sending out flyers and, you know, of the supply list and, you know, basically anybody in the community that wants to come in and donate any type of school supply. You know, we're talking binders, backpacks, pencils, pens, you know, anything that they would need, school uniforms, you know. Students need shoes. Like I said, they're growing. Shoe size changes, PE shoes, you know, all of that. So it's just a great time for everybody to come in. And if they want to, you know, whatever they want to donate in whatever form, we're so excited and thankful for whatever we get. But it's really neat just to see faces and for, you know, ones that have come in and we get to talk to them about our program and just to hear their story too. You know, a lot of last year, we would have like retired educators coming in and they were just so excited because we provide that hub, you know, and we distribute it and sort it out, and it lasts our schools, you know, throughout the entire year.
That's fantastic.
Which is something we kind of don't think of. At the beginning of the school year, everybody goes out and shops, but that mid-year when all the binders are ripped and everything's worn out, and
you have a break, and then you come back and you don't, and you know, all your supplies are used up.
Yeah, absolutely. Or it's or transitional living. I mean, we may go through stuff.
You lose stuff. So that happens.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll be out there. Our coordinators will be out there. You know, we're excited to meet new people from our community and ones that we already know. And we'll be taking donations for all of our school supplies.
Very cool. Are there some school supplies that people don't provide or they don't think about that you think, like, maybe you should have in their heads just in case?
You know, sometimes, like, more of the bigger size binders.
Okay.
The uniforms, you know, khaki pants and the shirts and, you know, things that they really don't think about. We could use everything. I mean,
Any and all. What about like just regular cash donations? Is that okay? Or is that too much of a pain for you guys?
No, absolutely. We'll take monetary donations and we have all of our stuff ready to go to accept those.
Okay.
Yeah. So if we need to buy particular things, you know, those are really helpful as well.
Wonderful. So Fill the Bus, it's happening Friday, August 3rd. What is the time span?
8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Sam's Club parking lot.
Sam's Club parking lot. It's on Kitsky Lane.
Absolutely.
And we're going to be out there and trying to get people out there in droves, and it's going to be good. And even if they can't make it to Fill the Bus, I mean, is there any way they can just go directly to you guys with supplies and if they can't maybe drop it off on that particular day?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool. Where are you guys located, actually?
Our head office is here off of Cordone, but if you just hop on our website, Communities and Schools Western Nevada, all of our contact info is on there, too. And we'll reach out to you and set up a time. We have local organizations and businesses that are hosting drives at their sites as well.
Oh, really?
And then
just
they're
like
going to come
barrel
drop
or
off
something, and people can just put it. What businesses are those? If you can name a couple,
we have a few of our locals. So we have like D.R. Horton and some of the local banks and Banana Republic, and they're so amazing.
That's fantastic.
They
That's
volunteer.
Really convenient.
Yeah.
You go shopping and you're like, oh, I have this backpack in my car. There we go. Just
right
in here.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and you know, if they need barrels, we can drop those off and posters, flyers, handouts. We have all of that.
All right.
Available.
Fantastic. Anything I haven't touched on that you'd really want to hit and get in people's heads?
You know, the really neat thing as well with the supplies is when we come in our schools, that resource applies to the entire family. So even the schools that we may not be at, if our student has siblings that are, you know, on any level of different schools, the resources will, you know, expand to them as well.
Oh, okay.
So it's very neat to work with the whole family and really provide that support to you.
That's awesome. So give generously, people.
Yeah.
It's a really good idea. School is fast approaching and we want to do the best for our Northern Nevadan kids.
Yeah.
All right. Selena Cervantes from Communities and Schools of Western Nevada. I want to thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
All right. Fill the Bus. Get it in your heads August 3rd.